ways of saying
kick the bucket.
Yes, very good. Now, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he
died of.
Oh, you'd say, you might say died from.
Either died of or died from.
Okay. You'd say sometimes one and sometimes the other.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. The place where people are buried, you call it?
Cemetery.
Okay. And now sometimes they have a kind of, when they don't put them in graves, they put them in?
Mortuary.
Okay.
Mausoleum.
Mausoleum. Now, what do you call that man that does that?
Mortician.
Have you ever heard him called an undertaker?
Ah, yeah, you're talking about the undertaker.
Undertaker, right. And that thing that they, kind of a, like a big limousine, I guess.
It's a hearse.
Yeah. Now, the box that people are buried in is called?
Coffin. Casket.
And the ceremony that they have when somebody dies is a, you know, the thing they have at the church. And,
mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. But I can't call the name of it.
Funeral?
Yeah, but it's something else. It's almost another name for it.
Oh, but you have heard it called a...
A funeral, yeah. But it's something else. I can't think of it.
Oh, I don't know any other names. You know, sometimes when there's been a death in the family and people will dress all in black,
mm-hmm.
and you'd say they're in...
In sympathy.
Okay, and how about in mourning? They'd say people are in
mourning.
Now, if somebody you knew saw you and said, well, how are you today? If you were feeling just about average, you'd say, oh, I'm
fine.
Okay. the disease that people get in their joints that makes them...
Arthritis.
Now, there's a disease that people used to get that makes blisters on their throat. Nowadays, we have shots for it, and it's called
diphtheria.
Okay, yeah, say it for me.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, very good. I'm surprised you know that. It's usually only other people know. Do you know a disease that makes people's skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Mm-hmm.
Yellow?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yellow fever?
Okay, yellow fever.
No, is this something
and
else? Tetanus.
Yellow, let's see if you know this one, yellow jaundice?
Yeah, jaundice.
Yeah, yeah, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you had to have your appendix taken out, you said you had
appendicitis.
If somebody ate something and didn't agree with him, he might have to go and, if it came back up, you'd say you...
Go and vomit.
Right. Do you know any other names for that besides vomit? Any funny names?
Throw up.
Now, if a person had to vomit and wanted you to know where it was they were sick, he'd say he was sick.
Stomach?
Sick. He'd say, I'm sick. Say it again. I just didn't hear what you said.
I said in stomach.
Sick in the stomach? Is that what you'd say?
So I'm sick at the stomach.
Or sick at the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was getting at, whether you'd say at or in there. You'd say, I'm sick. Say it for me how you'd naturally say it yourself. Probably.
I'm sick at the stomach.
Sick at the stomach. When a boy and girl are going out together a whole lot, and they really seem to be getting kind of serious. People say that if they don't go out with other people, people say that they're
engaged.
How about before
going steady?
Okay, before they get engaged. Now they would call him. They'd say he was her
fiance.
Okay, and then before they got engaged, they'd say he was her
boyfriend.
Sure. And they'd say she was his
girlfriend.
Right. And if he came home and he had lipstick on his collar, they might say, you've been
naked.
Right. Very good. Now, if he asked her to marry him, and she said she would, and they were going to get married, but instead she ran off with
the...